Blog Talk Radio.
Josh Gill. So I do want to thank them for supplying us with
that music that they wrote and performed and produced. So thanks, guys. We appreciate all your hard work.
Yeah, we almost sound professional now. Well, you know, I had a very interesting couple weeks since you were gone. When you had left to go, you weren't aware of it, but I dropped off my co-driver to go for his days off. And during that time, I went to the head offices, headquarters, and they did their 3-month evaluation on me, and I won an award. I won the safe driver award for no tickets or accidents in the first 3 months. And I asked them, really, is it that hard? You know, and they said you'd be surprised how few they give out. So that made me feel pretty good. And then it was time for my co-driver to come back, and I'm calling, trying to figure out, you know, where we're going to pick him up because we have a load. And he'd never respond. So I call up my dispatch, and I say, well, my co-driver, you know, he's not responding. I don't know where to pick him up. I'm already hooked up to this load. What do you want me to do? They said, well, we're moving from the truck. You're going to drive by yourself. So I've been driving by myself for the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And in the last 2 weeks, I've gone from Little Rock to Atlanta, Georgia, from Atlanta, Georgia to Charlotte, North Carolina, from Charlotte, North Carolina to Boston, Massachusetts, and I just got into St. Louis from Boston today.
Now, you're only allowed to drive a certain amount of time without taking a rest, right? And with you driving by yourself, that means you actually have to stop and sleep, as opposed
yeah.
to before when you could just switch off, correct?
Right, yeah, it makes it nice because the truck isn't bouncing when I'm sleeping now. it's very hard to sleep when the truck's moving because I'll tell you what, interstate highways, they're doing so much construction work on them, and there's so many places that still need more construction work done because, I mean, they're so bouncy. There's times when I literally bounce up into the air out of the bed from the roads being so bumpy.
Well, and now you don't have to play tag team with the lot lizards. You get her all to yourself.
I've only seen two since I've been out here, and I've been out here, almost 4 months now. I've only seen two. That was in West Memphis, and they were actually pretty good looking. I was surprised. I thought, wow, you know, the girls that hot, they could be doing pornos and making bigger money.
They probably are.
That was the one I told you about where I took a video of the truck rocking because the truck next door took one in there. I still haven't uploaded that into my computer so I can put it on Facebook, but I'm going to try to do that maybe tonight while I got some time since I got some extra time now. But, yeah, it's been interesting. I also took a video. Up in Pennsylvania, there's tons of tunnels. And on my video, when I was videoing us driving through the tunnel, it looked like, I don't know, did you ever see that old TV series called The Time Tunnel or whatever?
I didn't. I would imagine that my fiance has seen it since he's old.
It looked all wild. I mean, it just looked wild on the video, so I'm hoping
like
to upload that
age.
Too. Do what?
He's like your age, so yeah.
Oh, old? I've been having a lot of fun out here by myself, really, or shockingly. It really doesn't seem any different because when I did have my co-driver with me, he was always sleeping when I was driving anyway, and I was sleeping when he was driving, so we really never saw that much of each other or talked that much to each other anyway, you know? And so really, it doesn't really seem that different, you know, other than that sometimes, you know, like, this company really gives you some really good direction sometimes, and I got all lost up in Boston, and that was a rather interesting experience. Some of the streets I had to take to get to where I was going, but I did make it there, so that's
and
all that matters.
And does she have an annoying GPS lady?
Have a what?
The GPS lady, the one that talks on your GPS, didn't you say she's annoying?
Yeah, she kept telling me, turn around and turn left and turn right, and I was like, shut up!
Now, one more thing I do want
to
do before we get started and bring on our guest, and my son will be so pleased that his birthday landed on the same day as we have the sex phone operator on, but it's my baby's 18th birthday today, so happy birthday, Zeph. Love you and miss you and wish we were there to celebrate with you, but we'll be there in a couple of weeks, so just wanted to say happy birthday to my baby.
All right. Well, you know, we got a really fun show today, and hopefully I get a chance to ask a few questions and get in there. We've got a phone sex operator. You know, I'm really curious. I got a lot of really interesting questions to ask her, so this is going to be a really, really fun show.
Yeah, absolutely. Do we want to go ahead and bring Sexy Lexi on?
Yeah, let's bring Sexy Lexi on.
Right. Lexi, are you there?
Here I am.
How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much. And before we get started, I would like to wish your son a very happy 18th birthday for me to him.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so
much. I hope he has a wonderful day. Now that I know that I'm legally allowed to wish him a happy birthday.
I will wish him a happy birthday from Sexy Lexi, and he'll be thrilled.
Or horrified that his mom's relaying that message from a phone sex operator. It'll be one or the other.
It'll traumatize.
Oh, gosh.
So, Michael, so I don't
yeah.
tread on you, as you've accused me of doing. I'm going to give you the floor. Ask away.
All right. One of the major questions I have, and this one is a biggie. With the internet and all the free porn that's out there and everything else, do you really get that much business?
Well, you know, I happen to be very fortunate that I am contracted through a company. It is uslove.com, and actually the owner of our company created voicemail, if you can believe that. His name is Zachary Palazades, and he really invented voicemail back in the 80s. So because of that, we have a huge advertisement online, as well as advertising in local publications. It's Backpage and OC Weekly and things like that. So, yes, we are actually more busy probably than your average company is. Or say the girls who work by themselves where they just advertise online somehow. Craigslist used to be awesome. That's no longer a good idea. But the girls
kind of scary.
I guess the independent workers don't make as much as we do. We're very fortunate that we have their advertising to back us up.
Now, you know, I never
You have like a phone pimp.
Yeah, Zachary would probably think that was cool. I'm gonna relay that back to him. That would give him a laugh. He would dig that. So he's my phone pimp. All of us girls. But yeah, we have a lot of girls are contracted through the company, and it's really simple the way he has everything set up because he, you know, knows how the phone systems work well. The way our program is set up, it's really easy to find the girl you want who will do the things you want on the phone, if that makes sense. And I'm sure you're going to ask a question like, what does that mean? Or go ahead, Michael.
Well, no. We know exactly what that means, but I am waiting for Michael's response to that.
Yeah, I'm going to get nervous if Michael stops talking. It's going to make me nervous.
Well, they always show, like, on these comedy movies and stuff, they always show, like, these 500-pound, 60-year-old women that are doing the phone sex because they have a sexy voice. Is that really what is in the background there, or are these girls really hot?
I swear, that damn Aerosmith video about killed our business back in the early 90s because of that video where they had that big lady with the kids screaming in the background and she's ironing. Oh, my gosh. And I was working soon after that. So, but no, the majority of people who work online, they don't do it because they're unattractive or overweight or whatever. Most of the reason is because it's safer. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot safer to be on the phone with someone and not have to meet anyone in person. And if you just have a really, you know, outgoing sexual personality or imagination, it's a really great way to make some money without having to put yourself out there and put yourself in danger. So, no, we've got some beautiful girls online.
Sexy voice, uninhibited.
Yes, very uninhibited.
Self-aware.
Well, it's easy to be uninhibited over the phone. Nobody can see it. Nobody knows who you are.
You would be surprised, Michael. There's a lot of people who, I mean, verbally, vocally, whatever you want to say, even regardless of whether it's in person, they are very inhibited. They don't know what to say or how to say it or Yeah, that's kind of not even something that, I don't know, do you agree or disagree, Lexi? Is that a learned thing? Is that something that comes natural, or does it depend on the person?
No, you know, I do agree with that. I think a lot of our callers, the reason they do call in is because they are relatively shy in their personal lives. I have many married men who call me, as well as men who have, you know, relationships or have someone living with them. I have a lot of men who call who are married to women, but they like men, but for whatever reason decided to go the family route and get married and have kids. So our line actually, it's beneficial to people who just maybe aren't comfortable vocalizing what they want in their life or in bed. And I think a lot of the girls on our line spend a majority of their time doing more psychotherapy, I guess you would say, unlicensed. But
I was just going to say, because if a gay guy is calling a female, there's more dialogue going on than there is you trying to get them off.
Definitely. They're definitely calling. One thing, they're seeking approval. They want to hear somebody who's not judgmental on the other line that's telling them that it's okay. Whatever it is that they're into, however bizarre, it's okay. There's no judgment. And now to backtrack a little bit, though, I do get some calls that are morally, I would say, a judgment call would be they're not okay. But again, I don't judge because very questionable. Oh, the stories I could tell. Very
what's
questionable.
What's the most bizarre thing somebody's asked you to talk about?
I have people who call me just because, say, it's the holidays, and they're just lonely. They've got no one to talk to. Or that's what they say they're calling for. And that always cracks me up because you can tell that that's not really why they called, but they're trying to pretend like, oh, I've never called one of these lines before. You're my first girl I've ever talked to. And, you know, okay, Steve from Atlanta, really? And after a while, I will recognize voices. And so I will, you know, have my notes written. And I'll be like, wow, Steve from Atlanta is really Mike from Philadelphia. But I'm not going to let him know that, but I know it's him. That always cracks me up.
I can't call you. You know who I am.
You know what's funny? It's like if you can't be honest with a stranger on a phone sex line, who can you be honest with? I mean, seriously. So, some of these people have some very deep-seated emotional things going on.
If you're friggin' anonymous, you should be able to tell all.
Exactly.
Especially if you're paying for it, right? But I guess if you're paying for it, if you want to be a liar, be a liar.
Exactly. Pay, you know, get what you pay for. You know, make me work a little bit for the money, but be honest. Don't lie to me about being married or if you have kids. Does it matter? We know we're not getting married next Tuesday. We're just spending 15 minutes together on the phone. You know, I always say have fun with it. Don't be inhibited. Say what you want to say. Get a little weird. Do something weird that you don't have the nerve to do in your personal life, just to kind of try it out. Could do the run through on the phone, play it out and see if it was a really good idea for real in real life.
What's the average amount of time that somebody spends on the phone with you? Is it about 15 minutes?
Yeah, the way our system works is they buy receipts, and each receipt is 15 minutes of time. They can book multiple receipts, so they can stay on the phone with any of us as long as they would like. But and in fact, if you buy,
so if they want multiples, it costs more.
Right. Yeah. So if they, the great thing is that, you know, they don't have to use the whole 15 minutes, but they can. They can save money by buying multiple receipt packs, which, you know, it does save the money for the callers who call every day. And I do have people that call every day just to see how my day was or to say goodnight to me. So it's
okay.
It's like
now,
having,
if they don't use their full 15 minutes, does it roll over?
No, it does not. One receipt is one receipt, whether you use it up or not. It's not, you know, it's gone. It's once you boys are done, you're done. Right, Michael?
Wow.
So if you're premature, there went that. Okay, can I ask how much it costs for 15 minutes?
Well, if you buy one receipt at a time, it is $18 per receipt. But if you buy a pack of, I believe it's 30, it's $300. So it comes to about $10 a receipt, which is a huge, you know, it's a half price. And they also have
cheaper than getting a hooker.
Oh my golly, yeah, yeah, it is, and no STDs, and no lipstick on your collar,
so much
and
safer.
That's cheaper than getting a date out for the night.
You know, and then the gentleman that I have that like, I have gentlemen who call that really like underage girls. Not too underage. You know, I'm saying, let's just say, you know, just going to be turning 18. And obviously they're not going to risk getting in trouble by not really knowing the age of someone. They might find someone that's 18 and they say they're 18. But it's so much nicer to call me and I'll just pretend like I'm, you know, 17 and a half for a minute. And nobody's harmed. You know, there's no harm done. And then they say,
like,
you know,
totally,
I really wouldn't
right?
do this.
Like you'll totally, like, just, like totally. Then they'll buy that you're 18.
Right. I mean, I can be any age that they want. Well, what's funny is I've been on the line for quite a while, and I do age every year. I know that there are a lot of phone sex lines where the models, you see their picture, and they've been there 10 years, and they're still 22. Wow. That cracks me up. So I do age every year like I really do.
You would think that they would catch on, especially if they're paying what they're paying. But, yeah.
You know,
maybe
yeah,
they're
yeah.
just playing.
So
they want to believe they're still 21.
Yeah.
So does anybody ever want to talk to an old lady?
Yes, yes. We do have women on our service that are older, and they do advertise and cater their messages towards younger men and who have a mommy fetish or an older aunt fetish or whatever it may be. So if you, and the great thing about our service also is when you call, you can listen to each model do an intro that's just a little less than a minute, but it's enough to get an idea of what you're getting, what her personality is like, what her voice is like, and what specific fetishes she does or doesn't do, so that you can gauge that and decide who you want to talk to. So that works out pretty cool.
Are there guys who have grandma fetishes?
There are. Probably more mommy fetishes than grandmother fetishes, but it all kind of falls in the same category of, you know, a guy who maybe didn't have the affection of an older, you know, woman. Just like us girls, we have our daddy fetishes, looking for older men. For those of us who were raised without a father, we all have our issues. Sherry knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm sure she's seen my page. But you'd be surprised some of the fetishes we have.
So does your company have, like, men phone sex operators?
No, we have actually four different cities to choose from. And, again, that doesn't make any difference which city you're calling. It's all the same price. But we are based in our company is actually based in Costa Mesa, California. So that is a city you can pick if you're from the Orange County or L.A. area. And we have San Francisco as an option, as well as Beverly Hills and New York. So we kind of cover all the, you know, the some of the major cities. And there are approximately, I want to say, at any given time, maybe 20 to 30 girls per city who are signed in at a time, and then maybe three times that many who aren't signed in at the moment. We kind of rotate. We can sign in anytime we would like, and we can sign out whenever we'd like. So it just kind of depends on what time of the day that you check the service to see who's working. And we do take requests as well as text messages. Once you're a customer and you have your receipt spot, you can actually text your model to let her know when you'd like her to sign in, and she can text back. Or you can just text back and forth all day and say, how's your day, play on the phone a little bit. So
now, see, that explains
different.
That wrong number text I got that time from Bang the Babysitter.
So do you ever do Skype? Do you ever do Skype sex?
I do not, but I do believe that is a service that we do provide for those models who are okay with that, have that, you know, lifestyle that they can do that. I prefer not to. I would like to stay anonymous because I am in the L.A. area, and I think it would be really awkward to run into somebody in the supermarket and think, hey.
It could be a little awkward.
Life
is too. If you're single, if you're a mom, if you have children, that would make more sense to want to keep it that much more anonymous.
Right. And then there are girls on the service who have their real photos up. They have more personal information up because, you know, they are okay with that. They aren't married. They don't have kids. They don't have family in the area. As a matter of fact, someone who's actually kind of famous, her name is Chase Manhattan. She is actually, she works with me, and she is a porn star. pretty good porn star, actually. You can check out her videos. But she really does work for the service, or she's consulted through the service. And so for anybody who doesn't believe that, you know, we're real people who are, you know, not we're not all, you know, unattractive or whatever, but she's gorgeous, and you can actually talk to her for real anytime you want. So you gotta check that one out.
Now, do they have male phone operators or just all female?
I asked that one a minute ago, but I guess apparently somebody overtalked me.
It wasn't me.
You know, I get asked that question so much, and I also get asked from so many male friends who are looking for a second job. They're like, hey, hook me up. And see, here's the thing. Us girls, Perry, now we know this. We could dial a wrong number and get phone sex. Literally. Open the phone book, pick a number, and we'll have phone sex right now. Where, you know.
For free.
For free, exactly. Guys are not so fortunate. They don't have a little book of girls who are willing to do that. They have to pay for the pleasure. We do not. So, no, we do not have
males. Yeah, we just
think
they're creepy and twisted. So, yeah, they're not getting it for free.
Right. And the services that have men, it's mostly men for men, not men for women. So.
Right.
I have another question. I got to get it out before I forget. You see, I'm old, and so I got, like, Alzheimer's, and I'll forget my questions.
Did you just say you've got to get it off, Michael?
I thought you said. Did I hear that right? So, like, I'm working.
Have you ever been, like, to the grocery store? Let's see. Have you ever been, like, to a grocery store or someplace out and heard somebody's voice and knew it was one of your customers?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking that a minute ago. You might have some psychic abilities, my friend, because how would you know that? Yes, I was at a grocery store and had a customer behind me and heard him talking on his cell phone, and I absolutely cringed because I knew that I knew who it was. And I turned around and kind of, you know, looked at him real quickly and then put my head down. Not that he would know who I was, but, you know, in your head, you forget that they don't know you, right? And I listened to him talk a little bit more, and then later that evening when he called, I did say, hey, how was your day? Did you run any errands? And I told him that I heard him at the store and what store it was at and all that, and he was blown away. It was really him. It was. And he's like, well, why didn't you come up and say hi to me? And I, you know, well, you know, that would have been, you know, hey, I'm the phone sex girl you call. Hi. You know, why would I embarrass him? You know, how do you introduce yourself in that situation? But no, that has happened. That is so weird.
Decision to stay anonymous, so that would blow that all to hell.
do we have any callers that want to call in and get an experience?
See, you are psychic. I was just going to say, if somebody wants to get a taste of what Lexi does for a living, you can call us at 347-205-9943. Make sure that you press the number 1 after that so you'll be brought into the queue, and we know that you're not just listening to the show, but that you want to speak with Sexy Lexi.
You know, I must be psychic. Maybe I should go on the psychic phone lines and make $5 a minute.
Well, we can forget this whole dating game thing that we've got planned for the future and If you're that psychic, you should know who you're gonna marry.
or is that
a 4-letter word, Michael?
No, you know, I really, you know, like I said in the past, you know, I've been divorced for 20 years, and throughout that 20 years, I've been alone probably about 16 of them, and it's finally I've gotten to the point. Yeah, you know, it'd be kind of nice to have somebody around to go home to, or maybe even if she knew how to drive a truck, we could team together in a truck and tour the country and make money, you know. And I think that would be really cool.
That would be cool. And now that I brought it up, I am going to let people know that, and I don't want to dwell on this, but my mother's in a coma. She has been for 2 weeks. So we are delaying the dating game thing with Michael just because we don't know from day to day whether I am going to be here or gone on a plane at any given moment. So we will be doing that. We are only postponing it, and it will be fun when we do it. And people can still contact me if they're interested in participating, just I may not be able to get right back to you. I will as soon as I'm able to.
Yeah, You know what it is. Man, nobody's gonna participate because you know they seen my picture on Facebook and they said, "Oh God, he's freaking ugly."
Oh, Michael, you're gorgeous. You're very. He's very handsome. He has a goatee. He's got salt and pepper hair, salt and pepper goatee. He's broad shoulders and no. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
See, he doesn't have a little man complex.
There ain't nothing little about me.
No, there really is not. He's got big hands and big feet, ladies.
Oh, gosh.
But he is, oh, believe it or not, he is shy. Maybe
yeah,
not while we're co-hosting shows. No, absolutely not. In a social environment, no. But when it comes to women and dating, yes, he is very shy. So you're going to have to make the first move, ladies.
See, that is exact example of someone who would call me.
What was that?
So there's a perfect example of someone who might call a phone line as opposed to, you know, going out and maybe talking to somebody in person and asking for a date. It's someone to talk to to kind of practice on.
Well, now, do you think men actually do call sex phone lines looking for somebody who might end up being in a relationship with them? And
yes,
and how far
they
is that?
They
Does
actually
that ever
do.
Happen?
They, I think that, you know, it's not allowed through, I think independent, when you're working independently, you know, you can make your choices. Through our line, of course, it's completely, you know, not allowed. It's not encouraged on either end. The gentleman calls in to me for 2 years. You develop a relationship. It's a friendship. It's not just a customer thing. But when they finally get to the point where they're comfortable enough and they say, you know, hey, let's meet, let's have coffee and meet each other and see how we feel, I kind of tell them, well, you know what? You don't know if I'm a nut. I could be an absolute nut job. And, you know, I turn it around where, you know, they say, oh, I would never hurt you. I think, but I could hurt you. You don't know. I could be some crazy stalker chick and, you know, I destroy your life in a couple of hours. So I tell them that just to make them feel better. No, just kidding. But I do tell them because it does.
You accuse somebody and then you've just lost a customer.
Right. And you want to make them feel comfortable, but it's not that you don't like them or don't have a connection with them, but it's just something that you just can't encourage because obviously a lot of the girls are not, you know, who they say they are. Their pictures are not real pictures of them. And again, the company spends a lot of money on advertising, and it really wouldn't be fair to the company to see people on the sly, you know, and take away money. I get asked that a lot, too, where they say, you know what, I'd much rather just send you the money through a P.O. box or something. And I always say, you know, they pay a lot of money for advertising. Without that advertising, I wouldn't have a job. So,
right, exactly.
Again, there's another reason to keep it, you know, all legitimate and, you know,
on
the table. Yeah, so
absolutely.
I'm very careful.
Okay, we're going to take a very short break here. Well, about 3.5 minutes, and we are going to play a song of an upcoming guest, Jimmy Parker. He's a country music artist. It's called Out of My Mind, and when we come back, I actually have somebody here at my end that wants to take my headset and talk to you. So,
awesome.
We are going to play Out of My Mind. We will be back in about 3 minutes with Sexy Lexi, and she's going to be talking to my fiance, so go easy, okay?
Oh, gosh. Yes, ma'am.
I've tried picking up the pieces right where she let them fall, but I'm still beside myself and half insane. Lost in the love she left without a tear at all. Now I've just got half a mind to change. Going all the way crazy, making perfect sense. Somehow my heart knows this pain won't never end until we're both out of my mind. And her memory's a place I can't find anymore. I can't step into a new life and put this one behind until we're both out of my mind. Bartender tells me, I think you've had enough. And I say, not yet, I'm one or two away. You know, I've never really acquired a taste for this stuff. But oh, it's just what I need today. But here's her picture, I'll tell you when she's gone. It's fading as we speak, but I just can't go home until we're both out of my mind. And her memory's a place I can't find anymore. I can't step into a new life and put this one behind until we're both out of my mind. Call me a cab now, I know you're closing down. Give me the bottle, tell him just drive around. Until we're both out of my mind. And our memory's a place I can't find anymore. I can't step into a new life, this one behind, until we're both out of my mind. Okay,
that was Mr. Jimmy Parker and Out of My Mind. And Lexi, I am going to hand over my headset to my fiance Larry, and you can show our listening audience or have them hear in some of what you do. And feel free to jump in, Michael.
Well, they have a three-way, huh?
The safest kind of threesome.
There you go. That's a great start. Here we go.
I only do three ladies and it's two girls. I don't do this guy thing, man.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of odd for me too as well, Michael. But so I can feel free to actually do something here. Okay, there you go. She's out of the room. Okay. Well, hello, Lex.
Did you really make her leave the room? That is wrong.
What?
But you know, I have married men who call me and their wives are laying right next to them and they're whispering. If you can believe that. How nervy is that?
That is, well, yeah, that's interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
You have to really register that one for a minute, thinking of how, like, that's pretty out there to
That's
to
a very
whispering.
Secure relationship there. Yeah, that is a very secure relationship. Very secure.
Or they don't have knives in the house. Something like that.
Yeah.
No blunt cutting instruments.
Exactly. So, Lexi.
Yes.
What if, okay, if I were a caller and I, let's say I wanted you to tell me a story. A story that involved me and you and, say, another female. And you were both around, say, 18 years old. How would you start that story?
Wow. Well, I'd probably have to get a little more information only because I could go really hardcore with that or I could go really mild, and depending on what you're into, that may scare you to death and give you nightmares, or it wouldn't be enough to keep your interest. So
okay, all right.
Extremely
hardcore, oral, yeah.
Did you say gag? Did I hear that right? That's awesome. We're not shy, are we?
Not at all.
Gosh, I'm you know what? I'm never at a loss for words. This is so strange. I think it's trying to process in my head that who your fiance is right now. I don't think she's really out of the room. God, see, I have a conscience. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
let's see. Let me get into my right frame of mind here. You know, I'd like to take my girlfriend and I, and both of us get on our knees and look up at you with our big eyes, run our hands down your stomach, across your thighs, up your leg, slowly under your zipper, and you can feel my friend's hands on the small of your back, pushing you towards her mouth. You can feel my nails gently pushing into your thigh, spreading your legs apart. And you can feel my mouth on you. You know, I'm a little shyer because I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say. I'm not allowed to say. I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
You can say anything you want. This is internet.
Because it could get really bad. I mean, it does get really bad. But I was just thinking in my head, oh, my gosh, what if I get in trouble for what I'm saying? Are you sure? I can really say whatever I want, huh?
Yeah, you can say anything you want. On the internet, there's no regulations.
Right on. Okay. So I'm going to grab my girlfriend's head, and I'm going to take her hair and wrap it around my hand, and I'm going to start off really slow using her mouth to go up and down on your cock. So she gets all the way down to the base of your body, and you can feel her warm breath on your skin. And when she starts to gag just a little bit, I'm going to pull her mouth off and push it down hard. And make her choke. And again, up and down. You can feel my tongue sliding between your legs, licking your balls, taking each one of them in my mouth. And kissing her and kissing you and licking and taking her head and shoving it down harder and harder until I feel you explode in her mouth. You can look down and watch me kiss her and take the cum out of her mouth and into mine. There we go. I'm going to let it just stay right there. That was like such a mild situation that it was I do extreme
snowball.
Fetish calls. So that was pretty tame for me. Cause.
Well, you know, you actually, now here's one of the things that I picked up too is that was very visual. I mean, as far as interpreting in, you know, that exactly what you were doing and from a guy's standpoint, you know, he sees that snowball thing go on. I know for a lot of guys that's not
I've learned a couple things over the years.
Yeah, some guys are actually kind of into that kind of stuff, but some guys aren't, and some girls are,
right.
And some girls aren't. So, I mean, you know, those are really kind of the things that make the world of sex such a happy place, is that for the most part, most people agree, you know, if you're a couple, most people agree what the boundaries are, what you can do and what you can't do.
Right.
And, yeah, it's cool. Well, thank you for sharing that story. That was very cool. Gary goes, that was actually very arousing.
Well, thank you. See, that's the great thing about my job is that I can do things with someone that you know you might not get to experience in, you know, for real, because you know, your other half might not be into it. But the other great thing is that you're, you know, if I've known you long, we've talked quite a few times, I kind of already know you and I know what you're into and what gets you off and what turns you off. So without even having to give me a scenario, I can just start talking to you like we're friends and go right into it. And I already know not to say, you know, some men are really turned off by, you know, anal sex or, you know, big breasts or small breasts or whatever. So I know exactly what to say is to not be a turnoff. So it's a little different when if you just say something very vague, you know, like, yeah, pretend that, you know, you're just this one thing. It's a lot more comfortable when you get to know somebody. You can make it more personal.
Absolutely. I bet it is.
But you're a good sport.
Well, I'm actually going to go ahead and turn this back over to Carrie and let her do her job here. But thank you. Thank you. That
you're
was actually,
very welcome.
That was very cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, Michael's going, yeah, it was.
Gosh.
I just sat here and breathed heavy, that's all.
I am probably so many shades of red right now.
Thank you, Lexi.
You're very welcome.
He's still laughing. I can hear him laughing in the background.
Standing up. He meant to say... and he handed the... headphone back to me so he could go take care of
himself. Oh, God. Yeah, he's going to go take care of himself now because you're busy, Carrie.
Well, oh, I was looking on his computer. I was taking care of myself, so tit for a tat.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was pretty mild in our world.
We time, so what were you doing, Michael?
I was actually doing my paperwork so I can get paid.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's too funny. I didn't know if you were going to be able to speak there for a minute, Michael.
Tell him that you had permission to. And so did he. Go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure if you want to be uncomfortable because I'm certainly not.
Yeah, nothing bothers Carrie. Carrie should be a phone sex operator. There you go, Carrie. There's an early job for you.
Hey, I could actually make money for what I do.
Your voice from the show.
Yes, you can make a very comfortable living doing what you already know how to do. But, you know, for our service, that was actually a pretty timid scenario. We do specialize in a lot of extreme fetishes and fantasies and things. So the threesome thing is probably one of the more mild things that we do on the phone. We have a lot of crazy, crazy things that we do. So
now, is there anything you won't talk about or any fetishes you won't play into?
Me personally, no. I actually, when I say no taboos on my service, on my message, I really mean it. It can be, you know, so outrageous that some of the girls, they choose not to. But, no, I do talk about everything and anything. So,
like caca?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Like caca?
Yes. Yes, that's there are a lot of people into that, smelling it, looking at it.
A lot? Really?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how popular that is. And, you know, with the Internet having so many ways now of watching videos of things that are taboo like that, it's given people who enjoy those fetishes and they've been so, you know, quiet about it all their life, it's kind of stirred them up a little bit where they're more comfortable calling a line and talking about it because they've, you know, watched the videos and they're like, hey, it's not just me. Someone made a video. Someone likes it that much. So
I do
we're getting more calls like that.
I do respect people's sexuality and their individuality, but I did just throw up in my mouth a little.
TMI.
Oh, gosh.
So
I think that'll be on the phone.
I wanted to call in because we are running short on time here. So
I don't have anybody in the queue, so we would like to thank you very much for coming on, Lexi. I know that you have some other issues that you want to discuss on shows at a later date that have nothing to do with what you do for a living, and we would love to invite you back, and we will cover those issues. But thank you so much for coming on. This was a very entertaining and informative show.
thank you so much for having me. And if it's okay, can I get our number?
Yes, absolutely.
Our number is area code 949-722-2222. And my extension is 605. And the name is Sexy Lexi. And you can reach all of the models at www.uslove.com. 24 hours a day.
Uslove.com?
Yes.
One last question, Lexi.
Yes, sir.
Do you yodel?
Not with my mouth full.
That was the perfect response.
I just wanted to end on a happy note. Thank you both for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thanks.
She's so perfect. I'm calling her. That's those paychecks you're getting. Now you know where you're going to go. So an update on your, well, you kind of updated us, but is there any more updates on the road?
Well, being we're doing the internet radio thing, while I'm on the road, and since I don't have a co-driver with me right now, I can crank up the stereo. But I like in the mornings to catch some of these morning shows throughout, the different cities I go to. And this morning there was one of the funniest damn morning shows on. It was out of Akron, Ohio. And there was three guys that was on the show. And then this one girl, I guess, who was outside the studio or whatever, but she was, like, in the mix. And they were giving one of the guys a hard time because he didn't know that there was a specific ring finger for a woman to put her engagement ring and wedding ring on. And they said, how could you not know that? Everybody knows that, You must be gay. I mean, they were pissing him off. It was just funny as hell. And then this lady, she calls in and she says, my 3-year-old daughter knows what ring goes on. They said, see, everybody knows. And this guy was getting so pissed off because they were just harping on him about this thing for like an hour. It was just hilarious.
Do you know why we have the left the finger that we do put the wedding rings on? Do you know why they choose that one?
No, I don't know why they choose that one.
Even my 3-year-old knows that. No, actually, I didn't know, and I just found this out, too. It's because it's the only appendage that has a vein that goes all the way to your heart.
Really?
Isn't that cool?
Only on the left side, huh?
Just on that one finger.
On the left side only?
Yes.
You know, that's another thing. They're saying, well, don't you go out and look and see if women are wearing rings, before you hit up on them? He says, I don't go out and hit up on women. They said, oh, are you gay?
I just call the 1-800 numbers.
Yeah. But, it's like, a lot of women wear a ring there and aren't engaged and aren't anything, but they do that, especially like your waitresses and bartenders, they do that so that the guys don't hit on them.
Exactly. Men do it, too. Not as much as women, but men will do that as well because then they can choose whose advances they accept,
Yeah, like, I got them running after me, so, I really need one of those rings, to stop them, because I got so many of them chasing me down these highways, it's just unreal.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
No, a blow-up guy won't cut it. I need to do that thing. I want the real thing. So anyway, for next week, who do we have coming on next week? Being on the road, I don't know what's happening half the time. So I learn a lot of stuff firsthand right here on the show, too. So is Jimmy coming on next week? Is that why you played a song?
I believe it's Jimmy Parker, yes.
You don't know?
I'm wrong, but I'm like 99-point-something% that Jimmy Parker will be our guest next week, and the week after that, which is the 21st, will be Warren Bubb because he was originally scheduled for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to that guy.
Yes, he's very amicable, very funny, entertaining. Well, you even said once you saw his picture, you had seen him. So he has played a lot of different roles on television series, etc. So yeah, it will be fun to have him on. Before we go, I want to say, Mom, I love you. We're all waiting for you to wake up. And thanks everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate our growing listening audience. The numbers have been phenomenal. We're up over 25,000 on CJ Cassidy's show. So yeah, we just really appreciate everybody who listens live and all those who listen to our archives.
Yeah, you know, it just amazes me, how the numbers have just, you know, magnified from, I guess we need to take like a year off every now and then, you know. And then we come back with 100 times more people listening, you know.
Exactly.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. And yeah, I want to say I really appreciate everybody who does tune in, those who call in to listen each week, those who, you know, that can't get to their computer and use their telephone to listen to shows. It's greatly appreciated, as well as those who listen to the archive shows, because I know, you know, it's not everybody can be on their computer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesdays at Pacific time. So, you know, it's really great to have the listening audience, and I'm glad that they appreciate shows. And if they have any ideas, you can either contact Terry or I through Facebook and give us ideas for shows. We, you know, because, you know, sometimes maybe you got an idea for something that you'd like to hear on the show that we haven't thought of yet, and we appreciate, you know, any input from people.
As well as those who would like to guest on the show, just get in touch with either Michael Knight, that's NAYT, or Terry Francis, FRANCIS, on Facebook, or tune in to one of our shows and call in at 347-205-9943. Thank you again for everybody's prayers, thoughts, positivity, support through my mom's illness, and again for our listenership. We appreciate every one of you. And thank you, Michael. It's great co-hosting with you again.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. It just wouldn't be the same without you, that's for sure. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I wish somebody else would have called in, just giving Sexy Lexi a little opportunity to you know, get over that first one, that first initial shock one with your fiance. But
you know, considering that's a little uncomfortable and awkward for anybody, they both did very well. You were the one who was silent, so I'm really, really convinced that you're the one who benefited from that whole conversation.
Yeah, I was masturbating away, man. I just pretended I was doing my paperwork. I wrote all my paperwork out in this white liquid, you know.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't white out.
And with that, we're off. We're not late night outro with Josh Kilden and Larry Gromer. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Tune in next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition of Not Late Night with your hosts, Michael Knight and Terry Francis. This has been a Michael Knight Entertainment Media Production.